Where's Art with Annie Dugan, your opportunity to find out about all the fun art stuff going on in the community and just listen to somebody who makes you smile. Good morning there, Sunshine.
Good morning, Lisa. We have a great week of art because it is Halloween week, so people are getting into their creative spirit. They might not think that they're artists, but they are finding costumes. They are adorning themselves with art this week, whether you are a child or an adult or somewhere in between. Monday tonight, there is an opening at Zeitgeist Arts. The Thin Veil is the title of the show, which I think is absolutely brilliant. This is Penny Perry of Perry Framing is the curator for the Zeitgeist Arts Cafe space and does, maybe once or twice a year does a big group show of artists in the area. And she has chosen for the theme this year, The Thin Veil, the separation between our world and any other worlds that may exist, be they spirit or fantasy or what is the separation. So there will be an art exhibition as well as a reading from 5 to 7 in the cafe and the atrium. The show is in the cafe of Zeitgeist and the reading is in the atrium. Some of the works I love, Sue Chapin's piece, The Shrouded Wood. So this is, Sue Chapin is a watercolor artist and an educator in the community, and she did this really fabulous floating forest that has, you can sort of see the underground aspects of the forest, all the roots floating in space. And to me, I'm thinking, you know, that title, The Thin Veil Between Us and the Spirit World. But I think what I love about Sue Chapin's piece is it makes you think about all of the other worlds that we sort of take for granted, that there's, you know, forests and the underground root system is just this fascinating, basically, brain that is going on underneath our feet. And to call attention to that and think about those trees talking to each other and being part of the world, it makes you respect them in a different way. So I'm excited to see that work up and on the walls in the Thin Veil. There's a couple shows this week that are more national in scope. We have a couple local artists who have gone out into the world and taken inspiration from other places. One exhibition that just opened at the Ryan Tischer Photo Gallery is his Southwestern retrospective. So Ryan Tischer is a photographer in the community, and a lot of folks know him from these big, beautiful, stunning works of Jay Cook State Park and other locales around here, maybe a little bit from the North Shore. But he spent 10 years photographing the Southwest, and these photos, I think it's a great time to show them as we're sort of starting to go to bed for the late fall season, and having maybe some whiter substances falling in the next month. Ryan has given us these amazing reds and sandstones and the formations of rock next to the sky, just a really stunning way to look at the world in a different way. So that is at Ryan Tischer's studio. That opened last week. This week on Saturday, Michelle Wegler opens her exhibition at the Lakeside Gallery. And hers is an Alaska reception, so the time that she spent in Alaska. She is a plein air artist, meaning as well as a portrait artist and others, but the work that she did in Alaska really celebrates the rivers, the oceans, the forests, the glaciers, the wildlife, you know, everything outside. When you go to Alaska, I think you can be a portrait artist in Alaska, but man, it's pretty tempting to be a plein air artist as well. So she works in, I love Michelle's work. She works in, she's a painter, but she also does quite a bit of pastel. And pastel is this really sumptuous medium where you have texture in the, you know, you do a stroke and you can't help but get this just rich, goopy, feel to it with your eyes. I mean, it really is the kind of art that you can sort of melt into when you look at pastels. And she's so skilled at it. I mean, to get the kind of detail and tonality separation that she gets with her work is really stunning. So it features a piece I think she has as the advertisement is this wonderful eagle soaring through the air in front of the Alaskan landscape. It really is quite amazing. So that is at the Lakeside Gallery on Saturday. And then, of course, Wednesday, I want to see sent to me or posted everyone dressing up as their favorite artwork or favorite artist or favorite art movement. If anyone is struggling with last-minute Halloween costume ideas, there's this whole rich, wonderful source material in your library's art history books. So go there, open up some pages, if not for your own art history enjoyment, maybe for some last-minute ideas. And that's our week in art.
Now, did you happen to see the meme going about on social media where someone dressed up their dog as Frida Kahlo?
Oh, no. Oh,
it's utterly fabulous. And I don't want to say check out my Facebook page because it's right there, but check out my Facebook page. It's right there.
So it won't be Lisa dressing up. It'll be her dog.
Oh, well, yeah. They're little canvases. Yeah,
exactly.
Annie, yes. Thanks a million as usual.
Thank you, Lisa.
Have a marvelous Halloween with your couple of little monsters. Who are they going to be? Are they going to be famous artists?
You know, I was realizing that as I was talking, I should have followed my own advice, but instead we're all going to be bumblebees. That was what the 4-year-old picked, so that is what the 4-year-old will be.
The entire family.
The entire family will be bees.
Your husband's going to be a 6'7" bumblebee.
A very large, rare type of native pollinator.
just a thought that the rest of you could be bumblebees and he could be a sunflower.
Oh, now you're getting creative. There's a reason I talk on this, so.
I'm just saying. Annie, thanks a million again for joining us. Have a wonderful holiday. Can't wait to hear how it all went when we talk again next week. Annie Dugan is our regular host for Where's Art with Annie Dugan, and you hear her every Monday at 8:20 right here on 103.3 KUMD.